Welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guest, Reverend Dave Robbins. Our co-hosts today are Lori Crable, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, please give a warm welcome to my parents and the host of the Jim Baker Show, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue, to welcome your old parents here.
Welcome my old parents to the Jim Baker Show.
Wow, what a family, man. I have.
Yeah, we do have an amazing, wonderful, we're blessed by God with a great, amazing family. And as you all know, well, if you don't know, then you'll find out now, but my mom went to be with the Lord, and we had a beautiful celebration of life service for her just a few days ago. And I'll tell you, the thing is, what I was really blown away about was how our whole entire family, you know, even through family trials, if you want to say that, through family things, we all came together to honor this great woman of God. And wasn't that amazing, Sue?
It was incredible.
Wasn't it?
It was an honor, a true honor and a privilege to be able to work on Grandma's homegoing service. And
yes.
I know all of us girls, we love hard. Working together anyway,
yes.
but
yes.
It was a labor of love for our grandmother.
That's exactly right. And we want to say thank you. I personally just want to say thank you to all of you who have reached out to me personally. You've reached out to me through email, through text messages, through I'm reading every single word of your cards, and you will never know how much that means to me. I will save them forever and cherish them forever, because Mom Chargram, my mother, is literally was one of the founders of this, the new Jim Baker Show Ministry,
sure.
if you want to call it that. She literally was. If it wasn't for Mom Jim and his vision and Mom carrying it out, she was the one, wasn't she, guys?
That's
she
right.
was all
yes.
of our rock.
Yeah.
She was
Absolutely.
The base of it all. She's the one who believed in us all.
Yep.
She said, and I knew I had to come back and do some TV shows to be here because I could hear my mom's
sure.
voice say, "No, Lori,
right.
I would be very disappointed if you didn't get up, because Jim needs you."
That's right,
and
Grandma.
One of the last things that she said to me, true story, just a few days before she passed, was she said, "Now, Lori, you be nice to Jim."
Mm,
and I'm like, oh my goodness, Mom. That's what Dad said to me right before he passed. And I have Dad's voice in my head. That's enough, little girl, when I get a little, you know. Or I'm hearing my mom's voice saying,
yeah.
"Be nice to Jim." Now, honey, I'm always nice to you.
Most of the time.
I love taking care of you.
You are a strong woman.
Yeah, I have to. And I that inner strength really did come from my mother. She had an incredible inner strength. And my best friend that I grew up with, Bobby, she texted me, and Mom was like her second mom. And she said, "Lori, as we were about to start her celebration of life service here on Gray Street with hundreds of people and people watching live stream all over the world. But Bobby said, Lori, pull from your mom's inner strength.
Sure.
It's in you. She gave that to you. It's part of who you are. And it really has been supernatural. Not that you don't. I've never been. It's the weirdest thing. And I know Jana, your wife, understands.
Yeah.
There's times you're just sadder than sad. You can't believe the depth of sadness.
Sure.
You just, and I know Tammy Sue understands. And we talked about it yesterday,
yeah,
didn't we, Sue?
Yeah.
And when the loss of your mom, your best friend.
Sure.
You're the person who believed in you more than anybody believed in you. I never believed in me the way she did,
you know,
but she saw something.
I love what you're saying, because one of the greatest things about Grandma Char was how she gave us all dignity.
She gave us all dignity.
And when I said I share that, she gave me dignity. But
she
every
did.
Person she came across, she gave us dignity in our own right to be able to believe in ourselves,
yes.
to know that God had called us for this very moment.
That's right.
And I said, if I can have a little bit of that strength
yeah.
in me to
it's
just
really
fulfill
amazing.
To the very end.
Yeah.
But I can tell you what, it was her dignity
right.
that gave you us to be able to just believe.
Yeah.
The only lady that I've ever met that probably impacted more people without social media than anyone in my life.
Well, Mondo, we didn't have social media until a few years ago. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. We didn't have that, you know.
No, but even to this day.
No, we have to have fun.
No.
But on a one-on-one, she impacted my whole entire life.
Sure.
Literally hundreds and thousands of people on a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Very few people can really say that. And the wisdom that she imparted into our children, to our kids.
Don't you think heaven is real, more real, with your mom there?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm working
on
it.
Wanting to go there?
Mm-hmm. I'm working on Dave Robbins, who's back with us today. I'm working on that. I'm very transparent with you all. You know, of course I believe in heaven. I was born and raised in the church. I was born and raised in the Nazarene church.
Sure.
Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, kids camps, everything,
yeah.
you know, life. Vacation Bible School. I was born and raised this way. I've always known heaven is real, but then when your parent is
right.
there, that you, she was my best friend. She was literally my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
We talked every day. If I didn't see her physically, we were on the phone talking. And Jim would go, what are you talking about? For hours. We would talk on the phone at night for hours because she had incredible wisdom,
sure.
supernatural wisdom from God, and she had unconditional love for everybody. And this ministry will keep her legacy alive,
yes.
as I know you're doing that
Absolutely.
With your father-in-law, Dr. Irvin Baxter,
mm-hmm.
keeping his legacy alive for as long as we're here on this earth
mm-hmm.
and as we go to heaven. And yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm like, I even said to Jim, okay, are we sure heaven's real? I mean, I'm sorry, you guys, that I'm saying this because I know my head knows, but my heart is
yeah.
like, she's really there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm today with you being here, Dave. I'm like, okay. So her and Dr. Baxter are up there, or they're mm-hmm. in heaven,
yeah. Yeah.
and they know each other
yeah.
here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're in heaven together, and it's pretty amazing to think that they know each other in heaven, because doesn't the Bible say that we're going to know one another
yeah.
as we were known here
You'll
on
know
earth?
You know, yeah,
yeah
know absolutely.
Know. So, and do you have any thoughts
well.
About that? I didn't throw heaven into this.
No, yeah, no, I understand. The thing is that's why it is very good to have studied your Bible and believe the Bible. When you believe the Bible,
yes.
then you can know, yes, there's a heaven.
Yes.
If I didn't know that, if I didn't believe in the Bible, then I would think, well, hey, there's no hope. This is the end of it all. Somebody
right.
passed away, they're just gone.
Right.
But when I understand that Bible,
yeah.
then I know that death is just a doorway
it is.
To something a whole lot better than this. They're
That's
sitting there looking
yeah.
at us going, ha ha, they've got to keep their times on the television and they got to do this and get up. But the fact of the matter is that they're in a much better place than we are.
I know.
And they're waiting for us to get there.
Thank
and so your mom.
And they're cheering us on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And my father-in-law would say, Dave, carry on my vision. God gave me that. They're saying the same thing to you guys. Don't stop. Get back on there, do the television programs. The show must go on. And I know it seems just like, oh, this is laborious. We got to do another television program.
Yeah.
To some people.
Right.
But to us who have a mission and
yes.
a vision
That's
from
it.
God, your mom is saying, come on, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Come
right.
on.
Yeah.
There's
she
not
is.
Much time left. Come on.
Yeah.
And it's really awesome. I mean, right there when my father-in-law passed away, it was a punch to the gut. I
yeah.
just was, I couldn't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
However,
exactly.
Once I prayed and God was saying, look, Dave, it was a surprise to all you guys, but it wasn't a surprise to me.
Exactly.
It was time for me to bring him home.
Yes.
It's really helped me and my wife and for us to internalize what happened. And so if I believe this book,
yes.
then I know your mother and my father-in-law are in a much better place
That's
than we are.
That's right.
And
Amen.
It gives me hope. I want to go see them again someday.
Yeah, I do.
Amen.
Amen. I do, too. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for
Absolutely.
That.
The reason I want you to study the Bible is because it's real.
Amen. Absolutely.
And if you want to, You know, if you have to give any answers to the world, you have them when you know the Bible. Mm-hmm. How many prophecies? I don't know. I'm making questions up. Mm-hmm. So
that's okay.
But how many?
I'm used to it. So.
How many prophecies do you think have been fulfilled in the Bible?
So there are about 100 prophecies concerning the first coming of Jesus Christ, messianic prophecies. Mm-hmm. He fulfilled every single one of them in great detail, to the point where when he was hanging on the cross, just about to pass, he was fulfilling prophecy. And so now there are just about 1,000 prophecies concerning the second coming of Jesus Christ on through eternity. There's over 50 prophecies alone just about the Antichrist. So
is there 1,000 fulfilled by his second coming?
So it's not a full 1,000, but there. When I teach a timeline, I've got a timeline here that I brought for you guys.
I saw that. I love
what I'm saying
it.
Is though,
that's my
of
first
the thousand,
question today, by the way, and I haven't introduced you.
We haven't properly introduced you.
Like we're family. Hey, everybody, I'm Dave Robbins. Into the Age Television Radio. We're getting along too good to be just on doing an interview.
I know.
We should be out to dinner or something.
Yeah, we should.
Anyway,
they're enjoying this with us, everybody.
There are about 1,000 prophecies. This is what's left.
This is what's left.
Wow.
And so it's very important that we understand the timeline and everything.
We're going to get into that right now.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Majority of the prophecies have already been fulfilled, Jim.
In fact, you can just have
we're
a whole
at the
show
end
right now if you don't
want. No, that's okay.
I love your teaching so much. I love Bible teaching. I'm like a hungry man that just loves to eat prophecy.
I'm with you. I'm there.
Just love it, love
absolutely.
It, love it,
really
love
are.
It, love it. And when I was in prison, the greatest thing I'd do is study the Revelation, and you'd find Revelation.
That's awesome.
Can you imagine being in prison and find, my God, look at that, and it's real. You know, it's real. I used to sing that song when we were kids, Donna. I don't know if anybody remembers or not, but it's real, I know it's real. My
Jerry
brother Bob
Bernard.
Used to sing
Jerry
it.
Bernard. Jerry Bernard sings it great.
But it's real.
This day.
And the reason I love your show, can I call it a show?
Absolutely.
program?
Yeah.
TV program.
Yeah.
For years, we couldn't call them shows, but they're shows. I mean, they're TV shows because we're on television, so they call us a lot worse than that. And but you know that to be able to know the Word and to know my prison wasn't God's judgment on me. I thought, at first, I'd always say, God, why did you send me to prison? Are you trying to get even with me?
Sure.
And you know what God spoke to me? Honestly, he spoke to me in prison. He said, I got even on the cross. I'm not, I brought you here to teach you. Yeah. I brought you here because I love you. Prison was a detour from where I was headed.
Sure.
And I had built a major, big old place, you know, Heritage USA and all. I believe that God allowed me to go to prison. And I look back and I think, God, no! And Tammy Sue's probably screaming with me. When I say it was God's will for me to go to prison, all things work together for good.
Absolutely. Mm. Yep.
And in prison, I learned the power of the Word.
Amen.
You asked me a question during the break.
Yeah.
Whether I'm on tribulation period.
Oh, this is hysterical. Now he tells everything I just want you to know.
I love this. No, this is perfect.
He's a very
I don't have anything else to do but ask what I know.
Dave, I hope you're okay with that.
No, I love this.
What did you ask me?
I asked you if you believed in a pre or a post tribulation rapture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you said you believed in a post and that you found that out in prison.
Yeah.
And I told you that I loved you more than I did a couple minutes ago. That was an awesome answer.
But if you know the Word, so I'm going to, I don't have to convince you. But when you know the Word, it will set you free and it will come to truth. I would read and reread and read. I read it so much that I began to absorb it. It began to change me. And I found revelation revealed through the whole Bible and things. You know what I mean?
Sure. Absolutely.
And so when Jesus returns after the man of sin is revealed, you know, what's after?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
But you couldn't deny the Word of God.
Yeah.
But they have denied the Word of God.
Mm.
That's why we have false doctrine.
Wow.
You better study.
Yeah. Wow.
We need to get back to the Bible studies,
Amen.
I think.
Amen. That's the thing that's going to separate us. There's a lot of deception. Satan's method of is deception. He doesn't even know how to tell the truth. So anything Satan is driving, it's a deceptive message. The only way to keep from being deceived is to know this book.
That's it.
Yes.
And so you better, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know the word of God, and that will set you apart from the majority of the people on this planet.
That's right.
In being in ministry, I deal with biblical illiteracy so much that I'm shocked. My daughter, who's here, Holly, she did a Bible study years ago to some girls in high school, and they could not tell her some of the major Bible studies, the Bible characters in the world. They knew about Noah, but they didn't really know what happened with Noah.
Right. Mm.
And King David, they knew about David, but they couldn't recite some of the stories. That's surface biblical knowledge.
Wow.
And so, but these girls were in high school, none of them. So she taught them a Bible study and trying to help them out in different things.
I love
but
that.
This is a lot of what we're dealing with here, Jim. And so programs like this, where you're bringing on people to try to teach people and show them the Word of God and give them these insights, this is invaluable in the end time.
Amen.
Invaluable. Because if you're getting your news from the nightly news media, oh my goodness, that's totally agenda-driven, bought and paid for.
Totally.
Exactly. So
when
God gave us a book to follow and said, you follow this book.
That's it.
And so it's very important. And, man, this is a nice Bible. So anyway, it's of utmost importance that we know the Word of God. And so that's why programs like these, you got DVDs, videos, books, and things like that. These things are invaluable because there's so much of deception by Satan in the end time that you've got to know the truth.
That's right.
The Bible says, you shall know the truth.
That's right.
And the truth will set you free. If you don't know the truth, you're really imprisoned in your mind already.
That's true.
So it's very important.
That's good.
I've got to get into the questions, but I got to ask another one.
Fire. I love
Dave.
No, this is
awesome. He's so personable.
No.
Jana, he's so personable. Hey, I'm looking at Jana, his wife.
I love this stuff.
Like he's so, you're so personable, and you are very accepting about all.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
We're not too weird.
I love this stuff.
Okay?
Throw anything at me, man.
Okay. Okay, wait.
I don't think
he's fixing to ask me something cool.
Do you, after reading the Bible through and through, studying it, do you find any errors in the Bible? And that's a loaded question. I'm just going to say this is a loaded question.
Are we almost done here? I mean,
that's the question this generation is asking.
One sec. Now, I'm not.
Find the errors.
Yeah,
that's good.
We got to get off the neural path. But I'm not talking about King James translations and things like that have errors in them. They all have
the different
translations
have errors
in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the overall truth of the Word of God, have you found that it's truth?
Absolutely. The thing is, I believe people have tried to dilute that in some of the translations.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, the Bible says that's why it's written here a little, there a little, precept upon precept. Mm-hmm. The thing is that people have tried to dilute that, but they can't. Mm-hmm. They don't know enough about the Word of God to even dilute the truth.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so it's very important. They've taken out words. They've substituted it. I've even heard of like an LGBTQ Bible and things like that. So the thing is that if you want a Bible, a lot of people are asking, which Bible translation should I go with?
Right.
I would go with King James Version, New King James. I would stick with them, maybe a New Living Translation or something like that. But if you stick to some of these versions, that'll get you to heaven. That you can take the truth from that. Now, I could take some of the diluted versions and still get you to heaven from that and teach the truth. But the fact of the matter is that once you know the overall concepts of the Bible, so the thesis of the entire Bible is your relationship with God and your relationship with your fellow man.
That's it.
And it is as important to God that you have a good relationship with your fellow man as it is with him. Because he said in the New Testament that if you don't forgive your brother, I won't forgive you.
That's right.
That's it.
And so it's very important that God knows that you have a good relationship with your fellow mankind, and as much as with him, because it can impair your relationship with him if you don't have a good ship. So if Mondo offends me and I'm not willing to forgive him, God's going to say, well, Dave, okay, but the next time you want forgiveness, I'm sorry. Mm. The Bible says if you come to the altar and you want to pray and you need forgiveness, but you know that your brother has ought against you, you go to him and you make that right, then you come back, leave your gift at the altar, go to him, make it right, Mondo, I'm sorry, and then come back and I will, me and you will be reconciled and I will forgive
right.
you.
That's
so it's very
good.
Important. So the overall concept of the Bible, now, you know, we talk about prophecy, we talk about a lot of different things, but the fact of the matter is that the Bible is simply man fell away in the original sin, and it's God's redemptive plan back to him, reconciling people back to him so they could spend eternity with him.
Amen.
That's the concept of the Bible.
Amen.
I think people have tried to dilute that, but it's impossible to do that if you know the Word of God. That's why it's so important. This is the most important book ever written by far.
By far.
Yeah. By far. This has had the words to eternal life.
Nothing
and
touching.
So I hope that answered your question.
Boy, it really does.
Okay, good.
But, Dave, you're
yeah,
amazing.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
When I was in the prison, I made a deal with God. I said, God, I want you to show me everything. I got time now.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to show me any problems. I'm going to face them all. And I read every scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And there was places where I know I was wrong, probably. Mm-hmm. That's why I wrote a book called I Was Wrong.
Sure.
But there's times when you know, we all kind of like to... We've been preaching stuff for so long that we believe that stuff. And I better not get into that.
Yeah.
But I want you to walk us through the timeline of events between now and the second coming of Jesus.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because here's the thing I want to... He said almost 1,000 prophecies are already fulfilled about Jesus' second coming. All of the prophecies he fulfilled... about his first coming.
Right.
Is that correct?
Absolutely. Every one.
And so the Bible is filled with prophetic word.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing is most of the prophecies have come to pass. And they're coming to pass in the last 20, 30 years like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These things that are happening, that's falling away right now, all of this was told of by God in his Bible.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about before the Lord comes, what is this timeline between now and the coming of the Lord?
So the thing is that I told you that there were some ongoing fulfillments of Bible prophecy, then there are some things that are once and done. So I went through Revelation 13, the world government, the world religion, and the mark of the beast. Those are being established now, those systems. The world government I talked about, the United Nations, the seat of world government. It has many arms, the World Bank, the World Court, World Health Organization. Those are tentacles of the world government that's being established. On a timeline, you can see that those are being established now. They are not the kingdom of the Antichrist. There will come a time when they become the kingdom, when he usurps authority over that. So those are the ongoing fulfillment from now until the second coming of Jesus Christ. When the second coming of Jesus Christ occurs, he's coming back to tear down human government and establish his government here on the earth, which will be the kingdom of God for the 1,000-year millennial reign on the earth. I've had people tell me, well, that's just a spiritual thing. No, there will be mortal human beings that live into the 1,000-year millennial reign. The saints who are raptured will rule as kings and priests with him for that 1,000 years in his government. So right now we have mayors, governors, senators. In God's kingdom, the saints will fill those positions.
Wow.
And we will rule. You remember the Bible says, well, he's been faithful over 5 cities, give him this much. Mm-hmm. He's been faithful over this. We'll rule and reign in his government. Revelation chapter 11, it talks about the 7th trumpet, and it says the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. It's going to become his government at the second coming. So those are the ongoing fulfillment, the world religion, world government, and the ongoing fulfillment of the mark of the beast. Now, on a timeline, the once and done prophecies, the next two things. So from the Old Testament books, Old Testament prophets, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Zechariah, many of them, from then all the way to Revelation chapter 22, there's a giant timeline of events that God has. He's a big timeline, things you can follow all the way through. The next two events on God's prophetic timeline is the sixth trumpet war, which is which will be World War III. And it's Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 through 21. The Bible says, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates for to kill the third part of mankind. Okay? And so one third of all of mankind on the world today, it's going to be over 2 billion people, 2.67, I think, or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think we're approaching 8 billion people in the earth right now.
Right.
I don't even like to talk about that one. But that's a prophecy, and we need to talk about it, okay?
Yeah, yes.
And if we get to the seals, trumpets, and vials, I'll tell you why. But so that's one of the next events to occur on God's prophetic timeline. The other one is a peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Daniel 9:27 is the scripture that mentions that. He, the Antichrist, will confirm a covenant with many for a seven-year period. And that will be, I'm not going to take time to go through it all, but that's going to be a peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians that recognizes Israel's right to exist in the Middle East. It's not the Abraham Accords. That's a lot of people believe that started the final 7 years. It does not, because it doesn't deal with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Once that peace agreement is signed, that has all of the characteristics, biblical characteristics, to the peace agreement, that starts the final seven-year timeline to the second coming of Jesus Christ, the Battle of Armageddon. I cannot prove scripturally which happens first, the Sixth Trumpet War. Are we facing a Sixth Trumpet War now, or are we facing this peace agreement? I cannot prove scripturally which one happens first.
You call it World War III.
Yes, sir.
Two.
Yeah, World War III, because World War I, there was about little over 8 million casualties, 8.2 roughly million casualties in World War I. World War II, there were 52 million casualties. Well, so the Bible says this is going to be one-third of the world's population. A lot of people, unless you understand Revelation, they don't even know about this war that's coming. So it's going to emanate out of the Middle East region. The Bible says, loose the four angels bound in the great river Euphrates. There are four nations that house the river Euphrates. It starts in Turkey, flows down through Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and then it forms the border where the Euphrates and the Tigris River meet, the final 50 to 60-mile border between Iraq and Iran. So Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Iran. That's where the Bible teaches World War III will emanate from. And I watch Israel, the United States, and Iran all the time, because Iran's main goal is to wipe us off the planet and Israel. They call Israel the little Satan and us the big Satan. So I watch them all the time. Will that be World War III? I don't know. It's highly likely it could be, but I'm not saying that I know 100%. Anyway, on the timeline, the Sixth Trumpet War, or the peace agreement. And then once the peace agreement is signed, that starts the final 7 years to the second coming of Jesus Christ, the Battle of Armageddon. In the first 3.5 years, the peace agreement will allow Israel to rebuild her third temple. There's going to be a temple built on that Temple Mount in just the very next few years. That's why they're trying to get a red heifer. They've got the Temple Institute in downtown Jerusalem in the Jewish quarter. You've been there?
Oh, we've been there.
Yeah, so they've got all the instruments.
I got my coffee table book on the coffee table.
There you go.
Yes.
So they've got all the instruments ready to go to facilitate the rituals.
Now, believe that the temple will be built on the Temple Mount as the Temple Mount sits, there's room to put it there.
Yeah.
Is that what you're
saying? Yep, absolutely.
Saying?
So there's the Dome of the Rock, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Mm-hmm. Then there's like a 8 or 10 acre courtyard north of y'all. I know y'all been there.
We have.
North of the Dome of the Rock, there's that 8 or 10 acre courtyard where that has the Dome of the Spirits.
Yeah.
Are y'all familiar with Yehuda Glick?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So member of the Knesset. Okay, so he's a great friend of ours.
Yeah. Oh,
and
he was
just
here
on the program.
Oh, yeah, he was here.
The
program, yeah. And then he was just here.
Come on,
on our program.
So I love. Yeah, that's wow. That's cool. So I love that guy. He's been to talk. He comes to talk to our group when we go to Israel.
Oh, really?
Anyway, he was a member of the Knesset over there.
He was.
Okay, so when I asked him one time, I said, "Look, he was one of the. He's a radical.
He was
going up and trying to sacrifice animals on the Temple Mount and a lot of stuff.
Yeah, right.
So,
you're right.
I love that guy.
I know.
So, anyway.
He told us that.
So,
yeah.
Well, I asked him, I said, if a future peace agreement would allow you to build your temple on the Temple Mount, would you do it with the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock still in place? And He said, well, we believe that when it comes time for us to build a third temple, that God will make a way to remove the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. But he said, in order for us to build a third synagogue, they call it a synagogue, he said, we would be willing to build that on the north, in that north courtyard, which I say courtyard, I mean it's giant, north of the Dome of the Rock, and leave them. That's exactly what the Bible says is going to happen. Because the Bible says in Revelation chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, John measured the temple. So John wrote the book of Revelation out on the Isle of Patmos.
Yes.
The Jerusalem and the temple was torn down in 70 A.D. Mm-hmm. The book of Revelation was written in 95, 96 A.D. Beyond that, out when he was out on the Isle of Patmos. So in Revelation 11, 1 and 2, God said, John, he's giving him a vision of the future, and he says, measure the temple, but don't measure the outer court because it will be trodden down of the Gentiles for 42 months. That's the final 3.5 years of the timeline you guys are looking at. So it's going to be placed under a sharing arrangement in the near future. Well, Yehuda Glick told me, he said, we would be willing to do that if we could build our third synagogue up there. So during the first 3.5 years of this final 7 years, the temple will be built and they will resume sacrifices. And then halfway through that, the Bible says in Daniel 9:27 that the Antichrist that confirms the covenant will cause the sacrifices to cease and will place the abomination that make it desolate. So, well, what is that? Well, halfway in, because Israel, this is the reason they're trying to get a red heifer. They have to do the purification sacrifice for the Israeli people. Once they do that, then they can start the daily sacrifices in the temple. And so they're wanting to build a temple so they can resume sacrifices for the atonement for sin. You understand the Old Testament, the atonement for sin, everything.
Yeah.
So they're wanting to redo that. Well, that's going to happen. They're going to rebuild the temple. They're going to sacrifice the red heifer. Then they're going to resume sacrifices. Halfway through that, at the 3.5 year mark, if you're looking at a timeline, you'll see many things happen at that 3.5 year point simultaneously. The Antichrist will cause the sacrifices to cease. This is when the Antichrist is revealed. He will cause the sacrifices to cease, and he will place the abomination of desolation. What is that? It's when the Antichrist will stand in that rebuilt Jewish temple and claim to be God himself. And so that's the abomination of desolation. Jesus said in Matthew 24, when you see Jews in the West Bank, when you see the abomination of desolation occur, let them which be in Judea flee, the people that are in the West Bank.
That's right.
Let them flee because why? Because then would be great tribulation, such as never been before, nor ever will be again. Yeah. The greatest time of persecution the world's ever known.
Right.
That's going to happen at the 3.5 year mark. Now, on the timeline, we could go through there's a lot of things. Yeah. I don't know if we'll have time to do this.
No, it could take you 2 hours to do this, right?
Yeah.
You want me to take the rest?
You want me to take 2 hours or?
Well, no.
No. So,
this is only an hour.
I can
show.
Come back tomorrow.
It's only an hour show. Yeah. We'll have to have another show.
We got the rest of the week. What are you guys talking about? Or next week? Anyway.
To get no. Dave so. And Jim Baker together. Oh, Dr. Baxter, you know.
But I want people really.
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't do anything else on this show, I want them to get the future according to Bible prophecy.
Okay.
I want them to get this.
This is
chart.
So
put the chart back on the screen, guys.
Oh boy, this is
it's
good,
fascinating.
Guys.
So you got
don't miss
this. This is the 7 years beginning of the tribulation period and all too.
The peace agreement starts it.
Yes.
But you got here, the final 7 years began.
Yes.
But we're in the beginning of that somewhere.
So we're just prior to the beginning of that 7 years.
We're here.
Yeah.
So the sixth trumpet world war could possibly start.
If it's not already begun.
Soon.
If it's not already begun.
You think, oh my God.
So here's the deal. There's a guy from, I think it was in Israel Hayam, one of our Israel news sources. He wrote an article. His name was Ken Abramowitz. He said he believed that World War III had already begun. Now, he didn't know. He wasn't coming at it from a prophecy perspective. He said because Iran pretty much has been at war with the United States and Israel since 1979. And so he has said that because Iran's goal is to take over the world and implement Sharia law, that they see the United States and Israel as standing in their way. And so he has said that they have been at war against them since. You understand Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism on the planet. And so they have almost 500,000 terrorist proxies around the world in over 30 nations.
My goodness.
So look at, so who are the four nations that house the Euphrates? Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Iran. Turkey, Syria, and Iraq, they don't have anything to do with that. Iran, number one state sponsor of terrorism on the world. You understand what's really going on? They're trying to get a nuclear weapon right now.
That's right.
That's what's in the news right now.
That is in the news.
What do they want to do with that nuclear weapon? They would love to. Israel's a one-bomb nation.
That's it.
You drop a bomb on Tel Aviv and Haifa,
yep,
and it's gone.
That's right.
Most of it's their population centers. Yep. And so they'll go to war, World War III, tomorrow morning to keep them from having a nuclear weapon. The United States, Israel was just put under the United States CENTCOM, Central Command, in the Middle East. And so Israel and the United States are bound to work together from here on. The Bible tells us that's what's going to happen, mm-hmm. Revelation 12:14.
Right.
They're going to work together on all their military maneuvers and everything like that. We're going to protect them all the way through the end, not just militarily, but with our UN Security Council veto power. We've protected them many times since the 70s. And so this is all Bible prophecy that's happening right now. Okay, timeline. So halfway through, the Antichrist causes the sacrifices to cease. He causes the abomination of desolation to occur. That's the catalyst that launches us into the final 3.5 years. This is something you need to understand.
That beginning of the seven, you have on the chart there, and I got breaking news.
When you order Dave Robbins' brand new DVD, 1 hour video, The Seven Vials, and you order the Baker's Dozen, which is 13 of these, you are also going to receive one of these amazing laminated, incredible. This is what we're looking at as Dave is talking to all of us right now. The future according to Bible prophecy. This is the timeline. You'll receive one of these with the when you order the Baker's Dozen, which we are, you know, believe in with all of our heart, to be missionaries, to pass this out to people,
absolutely,
to gift it to people, to just say, here, you might want, and you never know when they'll pick it up and put it in their DVD player.
Mm-hmm.
So one DVD. Oh, and I just got another news just now. All right. Here, the breaking news. Here we go. Breaking news. All right. We call it breaking news because this
is for us, because it's important.
It literally just happened. And you can also receive one DVD. And this is Dave Robbins. This is his, mm-hmm. is his first. You tell
first,
us.
It's the first one that I've done since Irvin passed.
Mm-hmm.
We've got hundreds of DVDs. That's the first one I've done since Irvin passed, and we don't have any others like that. It's very awesome, and some of our new editors worked on that.
That's it.
I think you'd be. It's very, very informative. It's Bible teaching 101.
And so I want you to get the chart with this. The reason I was hoping we could get it, and we've been negotiating with your office because we didn't know if you had them in stock or what. And so we wanted to make sure everybody could have this because I think you need to hold it in your hand.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and you
I
need
love
to
this.
See.
Put it on your refrigerator.
That's yeah,
right.
You could.
Keep that thing forever.
See,
I
love this.
Yeah.
And if anybody asks you, what's that? You say, oh, that's my to-do chart.
Yeah.
I got another update for you. Oh, gosh. You know, I'm the friends and family lover, and I love my friends and family offers. So that is, if you can't do the Baker's Dozen, you could at least do the three. Well, you receive the three DVDs, which is so incredibly informative, and you'll receive one of the timeline from Reverend Dave Robbins.
That's so important. And so we just quickly now, put the chart back on the screen for just a minute.
Yeah.
The beginning of the final 7 years, this
mm-hmm.
beginning,
mm-hmm.
and this is where the sixth trumpet,
so
World
it,
War III, could start.
It could start either before or after the peace agreement. I can't prove scripturally. That's why I've got a question mark on the timeline.
Right.
It's either just before or just after the Middle East peace agreement.
And so the world government forming, You write in this here, it's forming now.
Yeah, it's forming right now. That's what I talked about earlier, the United Nations, the World Bank, World Court. It's just being established as we speak.
And you guys see it all over the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our government's a part of it.
Yep. Joe
and
Biden's
then you
a globalist.
Got world religion forming now.
World religion forming now. So you understand in 2022, there is the Abrahamic family house that's being built in Abu Dhabi. and it's going to have a church, a synagogue, and a mosque. They're trying to be all these religions together to say, oh, pretty much everybody can be saved, regardless of what you believe.
Yeah.
That's world religion. That's simply not the truth. The Bible says, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Our only ticket out of here is Jesus Christ, Jim.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
And so it's very, very important. Absolutely.
Okay, then now, the other, the third one is the mark of the beast system forming now.
Yeah. Those. So I told you about the, I think we talked about it on yesterday's program, about the two efforts to number every human being on the planet.
Right.
ID 2020 by the United Nations, ID 40 by the World Bank. So there's establishment of a world government, a world religion, and a global numbering system.
Yeah.
That will, and they're already testing it on economically sanctioning individuals, these refugees that are in these camps that have had to flee from war-torn countries. So those things are being established now. There will come a time when the Antichrist will usurp authority over them when he's revealed halfway through the final seven-year period. And that is when, from that time on, those things go from being forming now to being the kingdom of the Antichrist, the kingdom of the false prophet, and then the implementation of the Mark of the Beast system. 3.5 years.
So the Mark of the Beast system forming now.
Yes.
It's already developed. It's already out. As far as I'm concerned, they can do it. They've got so many things they can do.
Yeah.
They've already developed this.
Mm-hmm.
So these systems were not in place in the book of Daniel.
No.
But when men run to and fro, knowledge shall be increased. He right. said, you can open this up and find out what, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in the end time. I mean, there's no, it's easily proven. I mean, this chart will prove it to you, if nothing else.
So the final 7 years begins. People, you've got to know this stuff.
Yep.
Because you can keep looking every day, say, come, Lord Jesus, you know. Don't be afraid of the coming of the Lord. It's the answer. Amen. Mm-hmm. And then let's go on now.
Yeah, so now on the timeline, we're halfway through. Many things happen simultaneously. The abomination of desolation, when the Antichrist stands in a rebuilt Jewish temple claiming to be God. There's also a time there when there, Revelation chapter 12 prophesies of a war in heaven. A lot of people have taught that the war in heaven happened back at the Garden of Eden, but it did not. The war in heaven is a future prophecy. It happens halfway through the final 7 years. Revelation chapter 12, the Bible says that Michael and his archangels, that they fought against Satan and his angels, and they defeated them. The Bible says that as a result, Satan is bound to the earth. The Bible says, you know, hey, rejoice ye that are in heaven, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because Satan comes down unto you having great wrath. The Bible says, and he persecutes the woman, which in that chapter is Israel, for time, times, and half a times. That's the final 3.5 years on the chart. So we know that the war in heaven happens 3.5 years prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ and the Battle of Armageddon. And it also lets us know that the Great Tribulation, this might be revelatory to some people, but the Bible only teaches that the Great Tribulation lasts 3.5 years.
Yes.
There are no scriptures in the Bible for a seven-year tribulation. The Bible talks about 1,260 days. The Bible talks about that the Antichrist will be given power to rule for 42 months. The Bible sometimes says time, times, and half a time, or time, times, and the dividing of time. All of those are 3.5 years. So the Antichrist is revealed in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The Bible says that there comes a falling away first, and the Antichrist will be revealed, the son of perdition, the man of sin. He's revealed at the time of the abomination of desolation when he stands in a rebuilt Jewish temple claiming to be God. That's when the Antichrist is revealed. That's halfway through that final seven-year period. That is the catalyst that launches us into the final 3.5 years, which is the Great Tribulation, that final 42 months. And so once these things happen simultaneously, we move off into the final 3.5 years. During the final 3.5 years, the Mark of the Beast is doled out. So right now, the COVID vaccine situation, it's not the Mark of the Beast because the Beast isn't even on the scene yet.
Right.
So it's not the Mark of the Beast.
But it's a pretty good setup, isn't it?
So the societal conditioning
of
what's going on is a precursor to the Mark of the Beast.
Oh,
it absolutely is.
Yeah.
Even the airliners are like, cancel 1,000 flights, I think, Mondo, in 1 week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they did.
And it's just, unbelievable what the government's doing to take authority over people and causing the crisis. Right. This crisis, is there a reason they're causing such crisis in this country?
Well, so, yeah, there's a lot of reasons for that, Jim.
That's too big a question.
Yeah. So I'm reading a book right now by a lady named Linda, and she wrote a book, Humanitarian Hoaxes Designed to Destroy America. It's Killing America with Love. In other words, after World War II, they realized they couldn't take us down militarily.
Right.
So what they decided to do is to get in our inner workings and to put off a lot of these humanitarian hoaxes designed to destroy America. The welfare system, she talks about the border system, bringing in people from all over the world. When Donald Trump went down to visit the border, he said the border agents had told him they had brought in people from over 70 different nations. And that people just come in from everywhere. They had terrorists come through. They had a lot of things that were happening. And he said, you know, obviously, if you don't protect your borders, you do not have a nation. Why are we relying on the governor of Texas and the different states to protect our borders? Why isn't the federal government doing their job and protecting our federal borders, national borders? It's because Joe Biden's a globalist. He believes in a world government. He does not believe in protecting our borders. That's one of the humanitarian hoaxes. They're telling us it's a good thing, but it's actually not a good thing. They're trying to deconstruct. You've heard, you've seen Joe Biden give a speech, and it says build back better on the front.
Yes.
Well, what's happening is he's saying we want to deconstruct America, and we want to build back better in the eyes, this image of a world governing body. That's exactly what's happening. It's getting everybody in fear mode and getting them perpetually scared I can implement things here in the United States that I could never implement by taking you over militarily, because they know they can't do that.
Right. That's right.
So that's what's happening in the United States.
That's pretty powerful. Okay.
Wow. Have we gone all the way through there?
Nope. We're still going. Yes,
we
we're still going.
We only have a few minutes, because
our time's almost gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Our time's gone already?
Oh, man. Almost.
Yeah. So, okay, first part of next week, everybody. we'll be back. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a deal. You'll come back next month, okay?
Yeah. No, really quick on the timeline. During the final 3.5 years, the mark of the beast is doled out, and the two witnesses come on the scene. The Bible says they prophesy in Revelation 11 for 1,260 days. That's 3.5 years. At the end of that 7 years is when the second coming of Jesus Christ occurs, the Battle of Armageddon occurs, and that's when the Antichrist and the false prophet, they're cast into the lake of fire. Satan is bound for 1,000 years. Amen.
Amen.
Got a woo out there.
Yeah, we're hearing it. We're listening.
Satan is bound for 1,000 years. We enter into the human government's torn down. God defeats the armies that come down against Israel to battle at the Battle of Armageddon. We move off into the 1,000-year millennial reign. That's when the saints rule and reign with him as kings and priests for 1,000 years. And
the
then,
saints in heaven, do you think, come back down to?
Yeah, absolutely. The Bible says that at the time of the rapture, the dead in Christ will be united with an immortal body, her mother, my father-in-law.
Wow.
And the Bible says the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who Christians who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet them in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. So, yes, we'll see your mother at the rapture.
Wow.
My father-in-law, one of the last things he ever said on the Revelation commentary DVD, you'll see it.
Yes.
Is I'll see you in the rapture.
I'll see you in the rapture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the that's the final 7 years. We move off into the 1,000-year millennial reign. There will be mortals. This may be a whole other program, but there will be mortals.
Yeah, we have to have you back. Yes.
There will be mortals that live into the millennial reign. At the end of that, great white throne of judgment.
Yes.
And then the earth is prepared for eternity. That's the end of the human existence. That's your timeline in a nutshell.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you order the DVD today, we didn't have this yesterday.
We didn't. This is amazing. So you can
rewrite us today and get the chart, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Because
get the DVD, the 7 vials. You're going to learn so much about all of this. Reverend Dave, he just absolutely explains everything with excellence and accuracy, in my opinion. But and then the future according to Bible prophecy chart, you're going to receive this beautiful laminated. You're going to love this. I, like Dave said, should put it on your fridge, you know, stick it up there.
Yeah.
You see it every day. It reminds you where we are. I think that's excellent.
Yeah, this is your vacation trip here. You're going to be.
People plan their vacations ahead of time.
Okay, what can we talk about? We have only a few minutes left right now, Jim.
Okay,
I
wanted to ask one last question about the seven vials.
Yes.
Because what is the difference between the seals, the thunders, the trumpets, and the vials or the bowls?
Yeah, so the seals, trumpets, and vials. In the book of Revelation, there's a skeletal structure. And there are seven seals, seven trumpets, seven thunders, and seven vials. The Lord did not want John to reveal what the seven thunders uttered. John said, hey, I was going to write, and the Lord said, no, don't write those. And it's found in Revelation chapter 10. So he only revealed to John what he wanted us to understand. Now, will there come a time in the future that we can understand that? Possibly. At this time, we don't know what the seven thunders are because the Lord told John not to write that. However, seals, trumpets, and vials, the skeletal structure of the book of Revelation. The seals, in other words, so the book of Revelation is simply the unveiling of Jesus Christ.
There it is.
There's the four accounts of the second coming of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. The seals are the long story that end at the second coming of Jesus Christ in the Battle of Armageddon. The sixth and seventh seal is the second coming of Jesus Christ in the Battle of Armageddon. Then the trumpets is the shorter set of events, the shorter story that ends at the second coming of Jesus Christ, the Battle of Armageddon. And then the seals is the very short story that ends at that begins right there at the end of the Great Tribulation and ends with the seventh seal, which is the seventh vial, which is the second coming of Jesus Christ, the Battle of Armageddon. So there are simply four accounts. The other accounts in Revelation chapter 14, where it talks about the angels were given sickles to go in and reap the harvest, and then they reap the harvest of the earth, which is the church, and the vine of the earth, which is the sinners of the world. And the Bible says they were cast into the great winepress of the wrath of God, which is the Battle of Armageddon. You read that in Revelation chapter 19. So the seals are, they began, if you understand what the seals are, we've got DVDs and stuff that prove all this stuff, but the seals are four spirits. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1 through 8 helps us with this. There are four spirits that control the ideologies of mankind in the end time. John said, I saw four beasts, or four, the first four seals was a white horse, a red horse, a black horse, and a green horse, just for sake of time. The colors of those horses symbolize the spirits that are controlling the ideologies of mankind today. The white horse would be the spirit of Catholicism. The red horse would be the spirit of communism or socialism, the red spirit. Red Russia, red China, red Romania. When you think of red, you think of socialism or communism. The black spirit, capitalism. And if we had time, I could prove that. The last spirit, the pale horse, John said, when the translators of the King James Version says it's a pale horse. The original Greek word there was chloros, which every other time, three other times in the book of Revelation, in the New Testament, it's translated green.
Yeah.
The green grass, green, mm-hmm. green. But when the translator of the King James Version, when he thought a green horse, I don't know. So he translated it pale because some translations are pale green. Mm-hmm. So he used the pale part.
Yeah.
It should have been translated green.
Yeah.
So we know that the last spirit is Islamism in the world. Catholicism, communism, capitalism, Islamism. You can see and it's the last one. That's the surge of Islamism in the world today. And that's supposed to surge just prior to the beginning of the Great Tribulation period. You understand?
Why should people get this tape? Will they learn about it?
Yeah. So
this
no.
Tape?
So what will happen is that specifically is devoted to the seven vials. So it walks you through the time. What happens? Because a lot of people, one of the main things is that it shows you how to be exempted from the seven vials because the church will be here during the first six of them, and it shows you that they're not global. That's one of the big things. A lot of people think with the Battle of Armageddon, when the wrath of God is poured out, it's going to be all over the whole world and we're all going to be destroyed. That's simply not the case. That video proves that it will be localized right there to the armies that come down against Israel at the Battle of Armageddon.
Right.
That's one of the big things it proves. So it walks you through Revelation 16, the seven vials of the wrath of God. So you've got
gone.
To get this. Yeah.
Wow.
Right now. That's amazing.
And you get the chart.
Oh, I can't believe our
your DVD.
Yep.
And for $25, you get the seven vials DVD offers, and you get the one timeline chart with that deal for just $25, or you can get the Lori special of the three friends and family offer, and you'll get three of the videos, and you get one of the timeline charts, and that all includes shipping in handy. That's only $55 for that. And then, do we still have a bigger one yet?
The baker's dozen.
You still have the baker's dozen?
You
so
have
I
that.
Gotta make sure. The 13 of these videos.
That's right.
These are for the missionary people who want to pass them out to their friends. Plus, you're going to get a chart for your own house when you order these. Anyone is set. Okay? So do it right now. Call toll-free, Lori. What's that number again?
Call us at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
Oh, all right. Dave Robbins here with us. And I'm hoping that you can come back.
Oh,
I hope. Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you very much.
We love you. But you have done an amazing job. I will say, I don't know what the right terminology is right now. I'm doing the best I can. But you have done, an extraordinary, amazing job in carrying on the vision of Dr.
Thank you.
Irvin Baxter, who we love with all of our heart. And it's pretty amazing how he raised you up.
Yeah. He did. Yes. He certainly did. And I want to say thank you guys very much. I want to say everybody out there that this is truly a family. I've had people tell me that they will take you up there and love you and treat you like family. And certainly with carrying on the big vision of my father-in-law and our ministry and things like that, that Jim and Lori Baker, Mondo, everybody that's here, Lori, I didn't recognize you, but I'm so happy to meet you. We haven't met each other formally, but this is truly a big family that they are doing a lot here. It's just not television.
Oh, my God.
They are doing a lot of good for a lot of people here. And so these are the kind of ministries that you want to support, people that are truly loving people and reaching out. And so I'm so thankful to be a part of this. I'm thankful to be here. Mm-hmm. Everything's first class. It's wonderful.
Thanks.
And I truly feel like we've walked into a family setting, and I feel part of the family.
You are.
And so I'd get in the refrigerator. It wouldn't bug me.
Yeah,
so,
we
love you guys. And so thank you so much. God bless each of you. I love you very much.
Thank you.
We're
so happy to have you here. That's we do have to go. Please call me right now. 1-888-988-1588.
Yes.
Toll-free. So we just do whatever it takes.
That's right.
Great.
God loves you. He really does. We want to thank Reverend Dave Robbins for being with us today. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.